product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kelly, fade it. Walter Petula, Road Rage, final hour. Joined by Kelly Gramlich today, stepping in, doing a great job, great conversation all day. Let me get to some of your calls, and then we'll try and sort out some of this. We obviously have not gotten very far. All we have managed to do is isolate the top four quarterbacks in the SEC, not even the order. And I think the order is the real challenge there, because I think you can make a legitimate case for any of those four guys as number one and any of them as number two. And as further proof of that, three of those guys I had very bunched up when I did my 101 most impactful. In fact, I think I had Nick 16, and I think I had Brennan and Newman like 20 and 21. So they were all very bunched up. Trask is the one guy I did not have as a part of that, just because I think he, from a talent standpoint, he is far and away the least gifted of those guys, but that doesn't mean he can't be the most effective leader. Justin, Dave, and D. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. How are you?
Good, Justin. Appreciate you getting in.
All right, so I got two questions for you here, both relating to my Gators. You had them fifth on your list, even behind Auburn. I want to say right now, the biggest area Florida lacks in talent-wise versus that next echelon above us is in the trenches. I just don't feel like we have as much talent on either line of scrimmage as those above us. With that being said, Brennan Cox will be eligible to play this year. Zachary Carter looked good at times. But we were a different team when Zanuga and Grenard weren't on the field. Go look at the LSU game last year. How do you feel about, is Brennan Cox going to be as advertised? That's my first question. And part two, with that being said, Mullen's done a great job coaching what he has on the field. He's just got completely out-recruited by Kirby, Ed, Nick, and all the guys above us on that echelon. What does Mullen have to do to start getting those five-star guys without having to go through the transfer portal? Or is he just playing catch-up on recruiting from the 2 years McElwain didn't recruit?
Yeah, you know, Justin, really, I think you answered a lot of your own questions. For one, I think, you know, the old Al Davis line about just win. I think winning will take care of much of the recruiting. Florida's a shingle school as long as you're winning. So I think the answer to what you have to do is you have to make the conference championship game, you know, once, twice, prove to players that that you're back. And once you're back, I think the recruiting will take care of itself. Look, you're right, I think, about the trenches. I think the other part of it is the depth of talent. Right, from a strictly talent standpoint, I have you five in the league right now. If you actually look at Auburn's recruiting in recent years under Melzon, they're normally top 10. They're normally, you know, right in that 7-8 range. Florida, that has not been the case. I mean, there was a dramatic drop off in recruiting at Florida post Urban Meyer that has never been sort of reborn. So I think Florida is
we've never got our
catch up.
Even Muschamp recruited some great players, but Muschamp didn't recruit to a system. Muschamp just got the best players to get his hands on, and it never worked.
Right. I think that's it. And so I think you do have some catching up to do.
Winning, essentially. We need to take that next step to prove ourselves. All right. So
What he has to do in the short term, Justin, is he has to outcoach Georgia in the short term. He has to outcoach Georgia and make Florida relevant and convince players that Florida is a destination again. At that point, you could get the best of both worlds if you got the talent with the coaching. And again, look, I'm not a fan of Mullen. Because I don't like his character, but that's a separate issue as to whether.
Split hairs on that.
Right.
And you know, after Urban Meyer, I wanted Mullen. After Muschamp, I wanted Mullen. Well, I finally got him. And, you know, so far, so good at Florida is all I can say. Fingers crossed that him and Scott Strickland keep this going. Looking at it on paper, I think this team, there's a potential it could take that next step this year. But looking at it on paper, I think there's also a chance that this team takes a small step back this year. Which way do you think we're more likely to go? It was great to talk to you, Walt, and I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Justin. Look, on the Cox question, Cox is a talent, and everybody knows it, and Georgia knew it too. Cox is a talent, and look, you have to address some of these areas any way you can fix them. For example, one of the things you did is you brought Stuart Reese in. Reese was the transfer from Mississippi State to help along that offensive line. But you did have some key losses, as the guys you already mentioned. Zadiga and Grenard both moved to the NFL. And those guys were really good at the collegiate level. Now, they weren't always healthy, but they were really good at getting after quarterbacks. In fact, some of the film I was watching this morning, I'm not even watching those two guys, and those guys are beating players out of their stance. You know, and so... You know, you're losing that element. You lose your most gifted cornerback in Henderson. You lose some pieces offensively, like I said, in Van Jefferson and Swain, which I think were key. But you do have Pitts, and I'm going to keep coming back to him. And because I think he's such a difference maker, he's such a hard matchup that I think he's just going to pose people all sorts of problems. And the Tony kid, as I said, is a little KJ Hamler, Tutu Atwell-like, and I think you hope to get more out of him. But yes, I think depth at the line of scrimmage on both sides is the key to Florida getting back to where they were, because you still have skill talent. And you don't have as much of it or as much depth in that area as you did, and that's why, you know, potentially those losses of Van Jefferson and Swain could be key, but there are still pieces there. So we'll see. Again, you're still playing catch up. You know, in a best case scenario, you're the fifth most talented team in the league. And right now I would rank that Georgia, Bama, LSU, and Auburn. And then I would have you next in terms of overall roster talent. Dave and then D. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. You and Kelly, thanks for letting me in. Hey, you know, listening to
Justin
talk
in,
about
Dave.
His Gators, thank you, makes me wish that Clemson and Florida would do something like a home-and-home. I would love to play in the Swamp and then bring them up to the Valley. I think that that would be some really fun football to watch. You know, you were talking about Chad Morris coming to Auburn as the offensive coordinator. Yeah, I tell you the truth. I thought he should have stayed at SMU. I thought he was doing some really good things there, and he left before he really got to put a full stamp on the program. And going to Arkansas, I thought he jumped in the deep end of the pool way too early. His offense, his mindset just wasn't ready for, or Arkansas wasn't ready for it. And I don't know that he was ready for an SEC juggernaut that is the West. And that's not being, you know, tongue-in-cheek, Walt. That's just being straight-up honest. I just don't know that Arkansas was ready for that. But you look at him coming to Auburn, and he is getting Bo Nix as a sophomore. When he was at Clemson, Chad Morris, he got Taj Boyd as a sophomore. So I'm going to hang up and listen, but can you compare and contrast Taj and Bo Nix? And I'll ask you, do you think Taj made Chad Morris? Do you think Chad made Taj? Or did they have a pretty good equal billing for each other to make each other elevate to where they are now or where they were as seniors and all. And, Walt, thanks for letting me in.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. I think it was a bit of both. It's funny because when Chad Morris left here, there were people who were pretty open in their criticism of him. The failure to stick to the run game enough, the being too concerned with play count at winning time. Sometimes maybe Chad was more focused on play count than he was on the actual scoreboard. Those were criticisms that were levied against him at the time. But there's no question that he helped build it. There's no question. He was innovative, still is. The Arkansas situation, I think that's a bad job. I made that clear. I think it's a hard job to recruit to. It's like the bastard stepchild of the SEC. I think it's a really difficult job. There are big expectations there. And, you look at the pecking order in the SEC West. Where is Arkansas? That job is sort of a thankless job. So that was going to be bound to be a tough go. But in terms of Bo Nix and Taj, look, I think both guys are natural leaders. I think Taj proved that. I think Bo Nix is already proving it. My expectation is that the Morris influence over Bo Nix will help him take the next step. I'm very high on that. I'm high on who Nix is too. I just think he has it. He has that it factor, which is why I'm actually going to go with him as my first team All-SEC quarterback. I'm going Bo Nix. It sticks with my preseason thoughts on it. I'm very torn between Brendan and Newman at two. I'm not going to have Trask. I don't know that Trask hasn't already hit his ceiling. I don't know that you can get much beyond what he's already given you. And I have respect for him. I mean, as I said, this kid was never even a starting quarterback on any level before last year, which is amazing in itself. And I almost think the second team cheating is like Jamie Newman or Miles Brennan, because I can't separate them, in part because I just don't have enough information. I know what Newman is. I know what he can be. I know what Brennan is and what he can be. But there's so much newness around both situations that it makes it hard to evaluate, which is why, you could still go with Kelly's suggestion early of adequate with Kyle Trask. Maybe adequate is a more sure thing than these other two guys at this point. It's hard to judge, but I'm going to stick with the talent, and I think the other three guys are the talents. D, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
D, welcome back, D.
So, my question for you this evening is, BC going to have a passing game this year? Our new quarterback.
Yeah. Are you saying he got cleared?
Yeah. You didn't see the news?
Did I miss that? When?
You had to have seen that.
Man,
this
I'm
afternoon,
just
like 2:30. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. And yes, look, Boston College in recent years under Adazio was actually not aware that there was such a thing as a passing game until visitors came to see you, and that's the first introduction to the forward pass that you had, because Adazio had basically decided that wasn't part of today's game. So you're facing nine-man fronts constantly and trying to pound the ball right into it. Yeah, I would think that this opens it up, and the chief beneficiaries of it will be Bailey, the running back, who now won't see as many nine-man fronts, and Hunter Long, who, in my opinion, is the best tight end in the ACC. It's just people don't know it because they don't understand what a talent he is because you didn't throw the ball.
I'm so excited.
I can understand.
We might have a chance in Death Valley this year. I mean, we have a lot of wide receivers too that are very talented and we didn't pass it to them last year. So, Kobe
apparently
White
tequila
is back.
Part of your excitement.
I didn't have any tequila tonight. Just some lemonade.
That's right. Just some lemonade. That's one of my favorite things ever, Kelly. This is great. BCD, we're at a remote, right? And there was a setup. There was a dispenser of some sort. It was fancy looking, and you just pressed it like a water dispenser to fill your glass, and Dia's filled her glass and she's drinking this and she says to me, "Well, this is the worst lemonade I've ever had." I said, "Dee, those are margaritas."
Actually, Kelly and Kwok, I went early. They were broadcasting. I caught some of their show too.
It was the Back to 30 remote. Yes, I remember that. 30, yeah. That could have been misleading. I can understand how that could have happened, Dee.
I know. I was like, this is really bad, but I don't want to be rude and, like, you know, dump it out.
That's what she said to me.
It was so bad. And it was kind of warm, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here.
Yeah,
look,
that was fun.
Dee, the best news about your bunch is that you have the best offensive line in the ACC. And for a school that has always been known for your offensive line play, this may be the best group you've ever had. When you combine that with the Bailey, the Hammer, and now the potential threat of a forward pass in Jerkovic, who's an athlete as well, there's suddenly some reason to be optimistic, at least as far as your offense is concerned. Defense, not so much.
Well, you never know. You never know. New coaches, you know?
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of talent. They just have to, you know, new coaching in there, new defensive court, all new coaches. So I think it's going to be a good year. I think we'll surprise people.
That could be. Yeah, I can see that. And it's all thanks to you, Dee, and the one-woman war you waged with the Boston College. You got them all fired. You got Martin selling his clothes out on the West Coast, and you got Dazio canned, and you took care of the whole damn department, Dee.
Don't paint me like that.
You did. You got them all canned. You wanted them all gone. You got them all canned.
You're making me look really bad right now.
No, that's the truth.
No, you should be.
You should be proud of that accomplishment, Dee. Adazio and the Dinosaurs needed to go.
Well, thank you for putting it over the airwaves so everyone could hear it down here. I think the Eagles are in very good position to surprise a lot of people. So I'll be rooting for them this year. And Clemson. Clemson's always good, though. So.
Thank you, Dee.
Anyway,
good to have you back, Dee.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee. Excellent. Yeah, she's excited. She has reason to be. There's some optimism around that program now. I think you have the right coach. I think you have the right AD who's not going to be concerned about his own clothing line, and I think that's going to be an advancement in itself. So yeah, look, I think there's reason to be optimistic. It's clearly the best offensive line in the ACC. You got a 240 pound Hammer and Bailey who actually averaged more per carry than Dylan did last year. You've got Hunter Long at tight end, who I think is the best tight end in the league, and who by the way, averaged 18.2 yards a catch whenever they threw him the ball, which is insanity for a tight end. And so I think there's, and now you have a quarterback who's a bit of a dual threat, who's an athlete, and who has a strong arm. So there's some reason to be optimistic. Again, defense side of the football, that's still a problem area. but you can only fix one thing at a time. Big Bad Bob and Robert on the flip side. We'll be back.
Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning knows that nothing is more important than a clean, healthy home, especially now. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention the station. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform from minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest of technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then it's 7 o'clock. We get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And, of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Once was a sweet thing.
Welcome to the Road Rage. I am back, joined by Kelly Gramlich on today's show. It's been a fantastic 3.5 hours, fastest moving 4 hours in radio on a daily basis, and great conversation today. I'll get to your calls in 1 second. Before I do, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. Look, we get it all here. We get hail, rain, wind. In South Carolina, we get it all. You have no idea what the condition of your roof is, nor should you endeavor to find out. Trust me when I tell you this. You don't want to climb up on your roof. Then you wind up with a hospital bill in addition to everything else. Look, if your roof is under 4 years old, then you're probably fine. If it's not, then you probably walk around every day trying not to think about it. Don't wait until the rain starts inside. The roof's the most important element of your home from an aesthetic standpoint, from a keeping you warm and comfortable standpoint, from every standpoint. Let the pros at Gilstrap Roofing check it out for you. It's free. It's 269-1232. They've done just roofs for 80 years. You've heard all the unsolicited testimonials. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If and you'll at least get some guidance as to where you stand. I may say, no, ma'am, no, sir, you don't need to do anything now, but 4 or 5 years from now, you're going to have to consider this. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. It's what they do. It's four generations of roofers. So it's painless. Call them. 269-1232, 269-1232. Back to the phones. Big Bad Bob and Robert. Bob, how are you?
Walt, I'm doing okay. And I'm enjoying you really discussing the SEC, which ESPN said that Notre Dame didn't want to have anything to do with. And I hate that. I keep bringing up Notre Dame, but yeah. Anyway, I accidentally listened to ESPN. I should stay on Roar and Walt Deptula, and I'll know everything. But anyway, I was wondering, am I dumbed down? I tried to find an SEC schedule. Have they made a schedule yet?
No.
Is the SEC? Okay. I saw an article today where presumably they're not going to start the season until September the 26th. And I read an article in the Alabama paper, and Coach Saban is already complaining that he doesn't want to have to play Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, and Auburn. So he's already whining. So what do you think about the way, though, the Power Fives are kind of showing their independence because the NCAA's not doing anything about it? Do you think that this might be in the future? I mean, this is a broad question. Do you think the Power Fives might be getting independent from the NCAA? I saw an odd article about this.
Well, I don't know, but I think that sports in general needs more oversight than it has right now. I think you do need a czar. I think you need somebody with some control and some authority, somebody who can bring sides and factions together so you don't have leagues making these unilateral decisions as if they're rogue nations. You know, I think that there should be some uniformity to the college game in the approach. And certainly the pandemic has tested that. And there are certainly areas of the country that are hotter than others in that regard. And that may have led to the decisions, but I still believe that rather than this sort of time released method that we've had of being given the information and these leagues making these unilateral decisions, I think that it would have been good to have some oversight. It would have been good to have a governing faction that knows what they're doing, that can bring the various parties together, and that can come to some sort of agreement.
Yeah, I agree. We don't have anything right now, and it's causing a lot of confusion, like the Clemson-South Carolina game, what you were talking about. But I wanted to ask you one thing right now.
I know that it upset a person.
What was that? What? Hello?
You know, I think it becomes more and more clear every day, unless there's something new that I've missed, that game is not going to be played this year.
Yeah, it looks like that's the way it's going to be. I mean, the SEC hasn't said anything, so nobody knows, like you're talking about, confusion. But I want to say right now, I have two of the best basketball people, and I want y'all to get together right before the season because Brownell's starting to show that he's starting to get a little luck with his recruiting. So I think Clemson's going to have heck of a basketball team, so I want you to promise me that you and Kelly before basketball season can get together, because I would like to hear you two discuss the season. That would be a great hour or whatever. But anyway, well, really enjoying it, Walt. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, well, I think that Kelly and I share some real optimism about the season, as does everybody else here. I think this really has a chance to be Brad Brownell's deepest team and his best team. I think this team may have more answers than any prior team. And amongst other things, Kelly, it's going to have more ball handlers than any of his prior teams. And that allows you a lot of flexibility.
Which we both love. Guards win games in college basketball.
That's right.
You know how I feel about that. Well, but I mean, just the talent they're bringing in. I can see Bob's got me all excited because I love talking about a little college basketball. But you have Omax coming in and PJ Hall, who are super talented. You've got Amir. I could see them playing Amir kind of at the five and playing a little bit of a small ball lineup. Because and you got to have guys that can guard inside, of course. But what they did against some of the Dukes and UNCs last year when you had Vernon Carey trying to guard Amir Sims and these types of things where you spread them out and use your lack of size, if you will, to your advantage and be able to run the floor and play quicker and things of that nature with the kind of guards they have. I think it's going to be a really fun year, and I really hope, knock on wood, we get to see it all happen.
Yeah, and I think you have more flexibility. So if Coach Brownell wants to go small and create those matchup advantages on his side, he can do so. And he can also now go a little bit bigger with some guys that are going to play meaningful minutes,
yep,
like PJ Hall. So, you know, this is an advantage he did not have last year. And, you know, and of course, you know, Alamir Dawes grew up over the course of the year. He was thrown into the fire, cliche alert. There was no choice. There was no backup point guard with honor not being cleared. And it wasn't until Clyde Trapp came back that he was able to offer a settling presence, but now suddenly you've got a bunch of guys who can handle the ball, and that gives you just a lot more flexibility, and the depth in general allows you to do some things that, you know, we'll see whether Coach Brownell wants to do. But, you know, I've talked to him several times about this notion of, would you consider throwing 3 or 4 minutes of extended pressure at people from time to time just to see how they handle it if the depth was a little better? And he's indicated each time yes, because Kelly, you've seen it. Every time Clemson's done it at the end of games, teams have fallen apart when Clemson throws 3 or 4 minutes of pressure on
them.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
And I'm not asking for dedicated Oliver Purnell style pressure. I'm just asking for enough depth to, for 3 or 4 minutes occasionally, just throw it at somebody and see how they handle it. And if they don't handle it, then keep doing it, you know. And I think you're just going to have a lot more options with this team. The other thing is, this team's got some guys who can shoot, you know, and so I think that helps as well. Some guys who can create their own, some guys who can shoot. I just think there's more flexibility and maybe more length and athleticism as well with some of the new guys in the mix. This team, I'm very optimistic. I think this is an NCAA tournament team, and I think this is his most complete team.
I agree. I'm so excited for the year and just to really see which lineups he puts out there, because to your point, Walt, there's so much flexibility. It's going to be really interesting. You're going to have different things you can use if you get into foul trouble and things of that nature, or, you know, just different lineups you can use when you play teams that have different strengths. He's going to have... I might hold off on, you know, best team, just because that Sweet 16 team was pretty darn good. They weren't very deep, but the eight that played, that was a great squad. He probably has most depth on this team. It's just going to be really interesting to see how he uses it.
Yeah, I think that team got the most out of their ability, and they got on a roll, and they had a hot shooter at the right time. But I think this team actually is going to have more answers and more versatility and more depth. But again, we need to see it play out, and they need to accomplish some of the things that team did before they get put on that same level. Robert, how are you?
Good, and you, Walt?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Before I get to the main reason I called, which is LSU, I got a question. Do you think this upcoming season could be one of the best seasons for quarterback play in the SEC in a long time? I mean, there are some seriously good, talented kids that are going to be playing to go with some offensive coordinators. What do you think? I mean, do you think the quarterback play is going to be?
Well, I mean, you know, you lost Burrow and Tua, you know, right off the top. So, you know, you lost two top draft picks. I don't think that helps the quarterback play in the league. I look, Newman is a great addition. I think Brennan is going to be way better than people think. I think that Bo Nix is going to be better. Trask should be better, you know, despite his 17 years of sitting watching. I think he should be a year better. So, look, I think there's some good quarterback play in the league. I don't know that I would be quick to say, you know, best in this period of time, because I'm not even 100% sure it's going to be as good as it was last year.
Well, let's not forget about, you know, the kid Mike Leach got that transferred from Stanford. And you know, I can't remember who Chad Morris had out there at Arkansas, but, you know, the offensive coordinator out there, I got my mind on LSU. I can't think of his name, but you got to believe that he's going to, you know, be able to do some things. Yeah, Kendall Briles. So, but I just think that, you know, because the SEC has had a problem, you know. Yeah, you've had one, two, three top guys, and the rest of the, you know, were kind of subpar. I think this year there's going to be a much big improvement on quarterback play in the SEC.
Well, you know, we'll see. I mean, look, Costello is coming from Stanford, and it will be in Leach's offense. My concern there is that offense is based on precision, and I have a little bit of concern what that's going to look like in year one when Leach doesn't have the benefit of spring football to work in a new quarterback in Costello. Look, Costello has talent. He's a 6'5", 240-pound guy. If you go back and look at his best years at Stanford, his best moments at Stanford, he can play. He's probably the most talented quarterback that Leach has had. But I still think there are obstacles to be overcome there in this year with a new quarterback and a new system and a whole lot of newness and again, not having the benefit of spring football to really work on that precision.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see. Moving on to LSU, the topic came up about the changes of coaching at LSU. You know, last spring when I started talking about the SEC champion maybe being a two-loss team, you asked me point blank who I thought was going to win the SEC, and I told you LSU. And the reason I did is because, and let's just start quick with the defense, is Dave Aranda, is he that much better than Bo Pelini? I mean,
no.
I'm not sure what a lot of people see in Dave Aranda.
Well, look, Aranda did a good job at Wisconsin. Jim Leonard's doing a great job there now. Look, that process at LSU is slow. It did not come quickly for Aranda. And even last year, you know, look, you're going to be hard-pressed to find another team in the modern era in the playoff era who's going to have a defense as statistically bad as LSU did last year and win a title. I mean, even though it got better during the year, they still wound up in the low 30s in total defense, which is astonishing that they won the title in the style that they did given those defensive numbers. It just proves with absolute certainty, if people are still believing in, you know, the Edsel as your transportation, that, defense doesn't win championships anymore. Offense wins championships. And we got the greatest example in history of that last year with LSU. But that's the way it had been trending for a long period of time anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate you saying that because I'm a defensive kind of guy. But and then you talk about offensive coordinators and just – and replacements on the LSU coaching staff. I mean, just in the West, I would take Ensminger over Steve Sarkisian any day. And then you've got Joe Brady, who I'm still not sure what he's done other than make the title passing game coordinator the hot title in football. But is Scott Linehan not a better choice than Joe Brady? I mean, that's who replaced him. And that dude's got 20 years experience in the NFL, called the plays for Dallas through 2015 through 2018, helped Dante Culpepper lead the NFL in passing yards in 04. I mean, is he not better than Joe Brady?
I don't know. I don't know that I want to say that. Look, it's hard. It's hard to separate all the components of LSU's success. It's almost like you have to judge them as a group, and they were wildly successful. The question now becomes, in the subsequent year, as a group, can they be successful again? I think they can be. Are they going to replicate what they did last year? No, because, again, quite arguably, that's the greatest offense in the history of college football. Are you going to be the greatest offense in the history of college football 2 years in a row? Really unlikely. So, no, I think that they're still going to be good. They're still going to score a lot of points. They're still going to be prolific. They're just not going to be as good as last year. So, the question is, can they be better defensively than they were? We'll see. They lost a lot of pieces on that side, too. Robert, I got to run. Appreciate the call, as always. Right. Thank you. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's Mark Childress. Want more content featuring some of Clemson football's best moments? Tune in to WSPA Channel 7 each Saturday night at 7:30 between June 6th and August 22nd for a brand new show called Clemson's Greatest Games. I'll be your host, and I've invited your favorite former Clemson players and other members of the Clemson family to share memorable stories, stats, and more while we relive Clemson's Greatest Games. That's Clemson's Greatest Games, airing in the Upstate on WSPA Channel 7 Saturday nights at 7:30.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
It's time to look out for those summer thunderstorms we see here in the Upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you are injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. Filing a workers' comp claim on top of everything you're going through is overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. The consultation is completely free. Nick is here to get the results you deserve. Call today at 864-654-3680 for a free legal consultation. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's
Mattress Firm's Summer Save and Sleep event. Save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Sealy, and more. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase of $699. Or get up to 50% off select mattresses from our best-selling brands. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online at mattressfirm.com, or by phone for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some products only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Walter Tula Road Rage, we are back. I'm joined by Kelly Gramlich, who has run the marathon session. Kelly, just 12 short minutes away from being done and being able to go home and hit
it. It's gone by fast, Walt. So, it really has. As you said, fastest 4 hours?
Fastest 4 hours in radio.
There you go.
And now we have another late-breaking news story. BCD, you're just going to love this. D, you apparently got rid of Adazio at just the right time because apparently, now someone else is going to get rid of him because this does not sound good. If this story is true, I'm seeing this reported by Football Scoop and who sent me this? I got to credit the persons. Kevin sent me this. This does not sound good, Kelly. Colorado State coaches are instructing players not to report COVID-19 symptoms to training staff, threatening players to quarantine with reduced playing time, and altering contact tracing reports to keep, altering contact tracing reports to keep players on the practice field, according to an explosive report today from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. The paper says 10 individuals, players, and athletic staff came forward to blow the whistle on the handling of COVID-19 suppression inside the Rams football program. All right, let me just say this. Like usual, I have no idea as to the legitimacy, the truthfulness of any of this. I do not know. I have no idea. We need additional confirmation. All we can say at this time is this. If this is true, he's fired because, look, this is not like they hired Dabo Sweeney or, some guy who comes in with this sterling reputation as a big-time winner. They hired a dinosaur, and he was the best that they could get at the moment. But if the dinosaur starts having his coaches alter contact tracing reports in a pandemic, he's history, Kelly. He will never coach a game at Colorado State.
Yeah, if this is true, there's no doubt about it. Now, I am seeing, this is from Kevin Sweeney, who does a college basketball podcast or something. I don't know. He's been quote tweeting 4 different Colorado State players, and I think there's more who are saying, yeah, this isn't true. People are making this up. We are encouraged to tell our trainer if we are sick. And we have a meeting about this every morning and all these things. So, again, who knows what to believe, right? But if this is true, to your point, oh, man, this is not good for Steve Adazio.
Yeah, and again, this is why I have taken the posture that I don't believe anything on Twitter until I see it confirmed like 7-10 times.
I agree.
It's just way too much junk and way too many people making crap up on a regular basis. And you just don't have any idea of the legitimacy until it gets confirmed and confirmed and confirmed again. Now, I will say this. If that is what coaches were being instructed to do, then I'm certain that players are now being instructed to cover up for it, too.
Very good point.
You would think, though, in this climate, players would not be willing to do that, unless Adazio has somehow convinced him of his magic, which I don't think has happened. So we don't know about the legitimacy of this report at all. It's the end of the day, and maybe we'll find out tomorrow whether there's something to this or not. From an Adazio standpoint, I certainly hope not, because, again, if this is true, if it turns out to be true, he's absolutely fired. He'll never coach a day there. But again, already apparently some contradictory reports saying the football scoop story is false. Kelly, any idea on the legitimacy of football scoop? I know of them. I've seen their stuff occasionally, but I have no idea as to their track record of reporting when it comes to such stuff.
They're not a site that I go to, you know, when I'm doing show prep, just off the top of my head. So I don't know much. I do believe that they Kwok has used them in one instance. They do kind of a tracker when coaches are getting fired and hired that time of year. And so generally that is pretty good from them, but that's about all I got. So I wouldn't say they're up there with some of the other websites that we all use pretty often.
Okay, so at 6:53 today, we have people reporting some nasty stuff about Steve Addazio, and we have other people saying that the nasty stuff isn't true.
Sounds like just another day.
That's right.
On the radio.
Just another day in 2020 in pandemic land. Hey, you know, after I found out that the actor, fake wrestler, Dwayne Johnson, was going to buy the USFL, or buy the XFL entity, formerly owned by the fake wrestling czar, then I thought that all things are possible. By the way, I'm really optimistic about the new league under the actor, he said facetiously.
Hey,
I'm not. Who doesn't love The Rock, though? I love The Rock.
Yeah. He's great.
I'm just not buying it. Yeah, I'm not buying any of it. He doesn't have as much money as the other guy. So McMahon, he doesn't have as much money as McMahon. So if McMahon can't make it go, you know, I just don't think we have enough room for a football league. We have seen them try, other than the ones we already have. We have seen them tried over and over and over, and they fail every stinking time, and people get optimistic about it, and they get giddy about it. But you know, the same thing always happens, Kelly. It's that we're like one weekers. You know what we do is, okay, you got a new football league? Okay, we'll watch this weekend, and then we watch this weekend, and then we come back, especially of those of us who are in this industry, and we say, oh, you know, that's pretty good. You know, I kind of like this, I kind of like that. But the thing is, we never watch it again. You know, that's it. You know, 1 week, 2 weeks, then we're out. Then we're back to the real thing, and we're back to Netflix or whatever else it is that we're doing.
Definitely. And there's certain things that are ingrained in us. You know, we're going to watch our college football. We're going to watch the Masters. We're going to watch all these things. But I'm just not sure that people, even without sports, you know, we've had these 5 months without sports. I'm not sure people have time for another football league that you just want to throw in there in the middle of a different sports season.
No, yeah, absolutely right. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Look, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us. You have a place that specializes in the service of those vehicles. Every tech at First Class Halt has worked on these vehicles for between 15 to 35 years. Do you know where else you can get that? Nowhere. No place. Do you know that many of the garages that you take your vehicles to, that the service techs are paid by a commission? What do you suppose that does to your auto service bill? There isn't any of that at First Class Halt. That's why so many trust them. That's why I get all these unsolicited testimonials to the end of time. They use Hunter equipment, the best in the industry. They keep all their equipment up to date. They offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on their work. So if you move to California, they still have you covered. How about this? You come and do for an oil change, because we're all coming due for an oil change all the time. For your next oil change, go find out what the First Class Halt difference is. Find out what it's like when you go in for an oil change to have somebody test drive your vehicle before and after. A master tech rotate your tires, not the Sears tire guy. To have a master tech perform a complete brake inspection, which includes the actual measuring of your brakes, not just glancing at them. And to perform a complete inspection to let you know if there's anything else that needs your attention in the future, so that you're not stranded on the roadside. This is all part of the First Class Halt experience. Go find out what for yourself. Two locations to serve you. Anderson in Greenville. You will thank me later. We didn't get very far on this all-SEC list, so we'll continue this tomorrow, and I'm confident that we'll actually get further than we did today. We had a lot of things to talk about, as it turns out. We just we went off on tangent discussions, which I think were all excellent. You know, I will say this. From a running back standpoint, you know, this isn't the greatest group of SEC running backs of all time either. You know, I'm sort of forced for my first team guys, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, to go Najee Harris and Kylin Hill. You know, Hill rushed for 1,300-plus yards last year, and he elected to stay.